Baruch, chapter 2. Therefore the Lord has made good his word, which he pronounced against us, and against our judges that judged Israel, and against our kings, and against our princes, and against the men of Israel and Judah, to bring upon us great plagues, such as never happened under the whole heaven, as it came to pass in Jerusalem, according to the things that are written in the law of Moses, that we should eat every man the flesh of his own son, and every man the flesh of his own daughter. Moreover he has given them to be in subjection to all the kingdoms that are round about us, to be a reproach and a desolation amongst all the people round about, where the Lord has scattered them. Thus were they cast down, and not exalted, because we sinned against the Lord our God, in not listening to his voice. To the Lord our God belongs righteousness, but to us and to our fathers confusion of face, as at this day. For all these plagues are come upon us, which the Lord has pronounced against us. Yet have we not entreated the favour of the Lord, in turning every one from the thoughts of his wicked heart. Therefore has the Lord kept watch over the plagues, and the Lord has brought them upon us, for the Lord is righteous in all his works which he has commanded us. Yet we have not listened to his voice, to walk in the commandments of the Lord that he has set before us. And now, O Lord, you God of Israel, that have brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with signs, and with wonders, and with great power, and with a high arm, and have gotten yourself a name, as at this day, O Lord our God, we have sinned, we have been ungodly, we have dealt unrighteously in all your ordinances. Let your wrath turn from us, for we are but a few left amongst the heathen, where you have scattered us. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and our petition, and deliver us for your own sake, and give us favour in the sight of them which have led us away captive, that all the earth may know that you are the Lord our God, because Israel and his posterity is called by your name. O Lord, look down from your holy house, and consider us, incline your ear, O Lord, and hear, open your eyes, and behold, for the dead that are in the grave, whose breath is taken from their bodies, will give to the Lord neither glory nor righteousness, but the soul that is greatly vexed, which goes stooping and feeble, and the eyes that fail, and the hungry soul, will give you glory and righteousness, O Lord. For we do not present our supplication before you, O Lord our God, for the righteousness of our fathers, and of our kings. For you have sent your wrath and your indignation upon us, as you have spoken by your servants the prophets, saying, The Lord says, Bow your shoulders to serve the king of Babylon, and remain in the land that I gave to your fathers. But if you degree will not hear the voice of the Lord, to serve the king of Babylon, I will cause to cease out of the cities of Judah, and from the region near Jerusalem, the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the whole land shall be desolate without inhabitant. But we would not listen to your voice, to serve the king of Babylon, therefore have you made good your words that you spoke by your servants the prophets, namely, that the bones of our kings, and the bones of our fathers, should be taken out of their places. And, behold, they are cast out to the heat by day, and to the frost by night, and they died in great miseries by famine, by sword, and by pestilence. And the house which is called by your name have you laid waste, as at this day, for the wickedness of the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Yet, O Lord our God, you have dealt with us after all your kindness, and according to all your great mercy, as you spoke by your servant Moses in the day when you did command him to write your law before the children of Israel, saying, If you degree will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number amongst the nations, where I will scatter them. For I know that they will not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people, but in the land of their captivity they shall take it to heart, and shall know that I am the Lord their God, and I will give them a heart, and ears to hear, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity, and think upon my name, and shall return from the stiff neck, and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before the Lord. And I will bring them again into the land which I swear to their fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and they shall be lords of it, and I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their God, and they shall be my people, and I will no more remove my people Israel out of the land that I have given them.